We're joined in the studio by Clint Van Zandt, a terrorism and security specialist and a 25-year veteran of the FBI. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Van Zandt.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now, with this investigation, what compromises do you see ahead in terms of balancing our security needs with the needs of the investigation?
Well, this is going to be a challenge. This is something I think why the current director of the FBI has attorneys from the Department of Justice already assigned to FBI headquarters. Like your last guest just spoke about, our civil liberties and a balance of that, there is going to be a need to take a look at new types of wiretaps. We're going to have to take a look at new types of investigations. I know when I was an FBI agent, we were tremendously limited in the amount of information that we can maintain in a file, gather about a person. Well, I think that is very appropriate when we're dealing with U.S. citizens and their legitimate rights to protest. I think it's a whole nother ball game when we're talking about people who are coming into this country and the only thing they want to do is do us harm. And I think that if we take a hard look at that, there is an area there that we can redefine. And with the help of the Department of Justice and other lawyers looking at that, I think we can maintain the protection for U.S. citizens and their rights. We're going to have to be a little bit more restrictive. There are going to be wiretaps, but, you know, there's not an FBI agent behind every mailbox. There's not a wiretap on one apartment in every apartment building. You just don't have the people to do something like that, but we need to put them where they belong. And right now, if we're into an area where people are coming in this country intentionally to hurt us, as we saw this last week, we are going to have to be at least very restrictive on their rights. And as since they're not U.S. citizens, we also have to consider what do we really owe them to begin with. It's good to be the policeman of the world. It's good to be the friend of the downtrodden when they come into this country. But when they want to crash a plane into a building, that's the time law enforcement, justice, and civil libertarians have got to stand side by side to protect our country.
You're saying that there need to be more stringent restrictions on immigration?
I think we're going to have to look at that. We have had wide open borders. I mean, not only wide open going through customs, but there are places in Canada and along the Mexican border where one can just walk back and forth through, notwithstanding the people that we let come in on student visas without any attempt whatsoever to verify are they actually students or not, are they going to school here or not, what is their purpose here. We see right now the individuals that are being located by INS and the FBI dozens at a time where their visas have already expired, but they're still in the country. Why is that? Why are we not going out and identifying these people and say, excuse me, your visa has expired, you either have to renew it or you have to leave the United States? Well, it's such a vast problem. We don't have the INS agents to go out and do that right now, and that looks like something we may have to redefine.
Let me ask you about the people. There seems to be an urgency to locate certain people right now in this country. Now, what are the reasons for this, apart from just trying to prevent them from leaving the country?
Well, right. You're absolutely right. Number one, we want to make sure people aren't flying out on planes, driving across the Canadian border, jumping on a cruise ship. But there's another far more necessary area, Lisa, and that's right now when we consider bin Laden to be the primary suspect, as the president suggests now. We know his past history and terroristic type of activities is a 1-2 punch. He would come in like in a World Trade Center in 1993 with Ramzi Youssef. Not only was the World Trade Center going to be bombed, but there was also a plan to release gas at the same time the bomb went off that would kill at least 20,000 people was the plan. There was also a plan to bomb tunnels and other buildings to include FBI headquarters in New York City. So we know his history is to come in and hit you once and then to come back in and hit you a second time. We just don't know what that second time is. We know he's tried to put together nuclear materials, a chemical biological capability. He tried to use that in 1993, talking about, again, bin Laden. So we have to keep the potential terrorists who are still in this country on the run. We can't give them the time to set both feet firmly on the ground and to implement that second punch.
Is it also likely that perhaps the second punch would be something entirely different from what we just saw on Tuesday?
Very much so. It could be a bomb on the ground. Again, it could be a chemical biological agent, the proverbial poor man's atomic bomb. We are so ripe, unfortunately, for terrorism in this country, and we have rested on our laurels that people wouldn't do these things to us. Well, we found out differently.
Clint Van Zandt, and we'll be talking to you again throughout the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.